Fred Film Radio. Alicia nella città at the Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 14th edition of Alice nella città. Today I'm with Derek Bort, director of London Town Screening here in competition.
What's the genesis of London Town?
Well, London Town was created really by my producer, Sophia Sondervan. When she was at Sony, she was given the task of trying to take the Sony catalog of music and create content based on it, and The Clash is a big part of that. So she wisely, I think, came up with the idea to tell the story of The Clash, at least use The Clash's music via the perspective of a 14-year-old boy, and thus London Town was born.
So that's how you had to, from this idea, you had to work on the
yeah, exactly.
So first of all, so was it your decision to have, let's say, this meeting, the boy with the lead singer, or was something that was...
That was always in the script, you know, when I got the script, that was in there. That was one of the things I really liked about the script. You know, the concept of a young kid meeting his idol is, you know, every kid can identify with wanting to do that. So it was something that was in there, and I thought it was really perfect.
I was asking Daniel what he thought that made the film so universal, because I told him that even if it's set in a particular moment in history, you know, it's a coming-of-age story. So do you agree?
Absolutely. I think that the issues in this film, both positive and negative, you know, really are universal. They apply to kids today and people like myself that was that age at that period of time. I think that it's something that it's timeless. The issues are timeless.
Do you think, Daniel said, we're lucky. I feel lucky that I live in this moment, because we have to face with maybe not all those struggles that they had to face. But do you believe that? Because in some ways it might be a little subtle, you know, but not that different. Struggles.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that living today has its benefits, but it also has setbacks. I mean, there are people that might want a simpler time, you know, before the internet, before cell phones, before everyone was always connected, you know. But at the same time, I'm sure there's good and bad, whatever time you live in. You know, so I'm embracing today and I'm happy to be here today. So, you know, maybe there are times I definitely have thought about living in other times before, but I'm happy to be here today.
It's something that I always ask to director that present their film at Alice, especially when you're telling a story that is coming of age. Do you think that to direct a good story about the particular moment in life, do you have to stay connected to that part of yourself, that moment in your life where you experienced all that?
Well, I know that I can speak for myself as it relates to this film. This film was all about that moment in my life when I popped that first Clash record into the cassette player, and it spoke to me in the same way that it spoke to Shay. So, you know, I know that I was able to stay connected there, but I think that I guess in a bigger picture way, you know, people are able to direct films that they don't connect with in the same way, so they just have to find other things to hook into, other parts of the story to hook into. So that's the way it worked for me on this one, but you never know. You never know.
An Italian director in Venice told me that somehow we always feel 16.
I know that I do. I feel 16 quite a bit, absolutely. Not always, but a lot of the time. Yeah, absolutely. That's good.
Talking about 16 years old people, how was for you the meeting with the kids today? I mean, sometimes they surprise you. Is there something that hits you
Well, first of all, this was the first time that we were able to screen this film for such a large group of people in that age group. And that's who the film was made for. You know, the film was really made for teenagers. So to be in a room full of 1,000 of them today and see their reactions and how powerfully the film affected them, that was special. That was wonderful. So it wasn't, let's say, surprising, but it was just a great feeling to have. As far as their questions, I mean, it's interesting to hear teenagers asking about the parallels between some of the racial and social issues that England's dealing with today and that were going on in 1979 as well. So it shows you that they think about these things. You know, they have an awareness, and it was great to talk to them about how powerful of a voice they really do have. I think when you're that age, you kind of feel sometimes like you're a little helpless, like you kind of just have to go along with whatever's happening. And you know, that's not what punk was about. And I do think that there's always a way for them to have a voice today.
You think that there's a group, music band today that could have the same effect as The Clash did?
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, I think that when you went to the record store and bought one record and came home and watched it over and over and over again, you know, that one band had so much power over you. And now, with the way and the ease of how people receive their music, their attention span's shorter. They may not be affected in quite the same way because there's always 50 more songs waiting to be downloaded behind that. So I'm not saying that it couldn't happen, because you never know. It very well could. But at the same time, I think it's more difficult.
Thank you, Derek Bort, for being here with us and talking about London Town screening at the 14th edition of Alice nella Città in the official selection and the official competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.